Thank you for listening to Naughty Stories, the adult storytelling podcast. Please visit thehooligannetwork.com to become a premium member. As a premium member, you'll get access to all previous released episodes, as well as 5 new bonus episodes on the first of each month. Do you have a naughty story to tell? Visit thehooligannetwork.com to email us your story and join in on the fun. Now, let's get into today's naughty story. Stay naughty, y'all.
Hey guys, my name is Chelsea and I've been asked to speak on tonight's podcast, and I thought I would tell you guys a really funny and a bit awkward of a story. But before we get into that, I thought I'd just let you guys know that I am on Slushy and Fansly, and my username is just Phoenix Chelsea with 2 X's. So basically, I have always been a very sexual person for as long as I can remember. Probably since I was like 13 years old, I've been very, very sexual. And there was this one time when I was about 16, I was in like grade 10, and I had just like broken up with my boyfriend. I was always what people would refer to as a grasshopper because I'd go from guy to guy. And I had just broken up with my boyfriend, and you know, I was just wanting a guy to love me and give me attention, right? And there was this one guy on Snapchat. We had been talking for a little bit and he was like a mutual friend. And we had like exchanged a few pics and vids here and there via Snapchat, you know, because that was like a regular normal thing that I used to do. And then one time we were like, maybe we should meet up, like maybe we should fuck. And I was like a bit nervous. I was like, what? Like, what do you mean? Like, I've never just met up with someone to fuck them before. Like, what are you on about? Like, yeah, I'd had sex with like probably like 5 guys before then, but I was like, I've never just met up with someone specifically to fuck. And I was like, okay, I was a bit scared, but I was like, all right, whatever, I'm a bit horny, so let's go. And then I don't remember the exact timeline, but we then met up and we decided we would go to like, the shopping center first, and we'd just have some like lunch first. So we had lunch and stuff. Oh, also before I forget, he was like 2 years older than me, just so you guys know. So yeah, we had some lunch and stuff, and I remember he specifically told me to wear a miniskirt because it would be easy access. So I wore a miniskirt with like stockings on and stuff. I looked really cute. And so yeah, we did all that, we had our food, and then we were like trying to find a place to fuck because we hadn't actually organized that yet. We didn't actually have a place to have sex. We were like, where are we gonna go? Because obviously we were pretty young and we like didn't obviously want our parents to be like, okay. Like neither of our parents would have allowed that at all. And he was like, oh, I have this one place in mind. And I was like, okay. And he was like, you might not like it, but it should work, trust me. I was like, okay. So he jumped on a bus and I was like really nervous because I was like thinking my parents would be killing me right now if they knew what I was up to. Anyways, we went on a bus down to the Werribee River, if you know where that is. And we got off the bus, and basically the Werribee River is a massive river, and it's like a walking trail like right next to it. So we were walking down the trail to try and find a quiet place like down near the river in the ditch. So there's like a bit of like a dirt on like a slight slanted hill that runs down to the water, right? Like from the walking trail. We found a place that had like a fair few trees around it, and we're like, okay, that looks fine. So we went down there and he took off his jacket because it's probably like winter time. He took off his jacket, he put it down on like the dirt floor, and then we literally like, he was like, oh, okay, take your pants off. I was like, okay. So like I just pulled down my stockings a bit, and like he pulled up down his pants a little bit, and he was like fingering me, and I was like giving him a handjob a little bit. And then like I think it was actually his first time. I don't remember if it was his first time or if it was like only his second time or something, but he hadn't had much experience with it before. So I was like, it probably won't last very long, right? Anyways, and then he gets on top of me, and he only did like literally a few pumps before he came. And he came all inside me, and I was like, what the fuck? Okay. I was like, what a waste. Like, we hyped this up so much, and I was looking so forward to it, and I was so excited to fuck him. And it literally was like a few pumps, and that was it. And I was like, oh, yay. And then I literally had to like pull my stockings up and walk home with like fucking cum dripping in my pussy down my stockings. Like, what the fuck? And then like, oh my god. So then we got on the bus back to get back home, And like, he had to go perform it, so he got off and he just left me. And I was like, okay, bye, see you later. And then I went home. And then when I got home, I was like, I need to go and have a shower, like, right now before my mom realizes anything is up. So I literally had to, like, run upstairs and just yell out, Mom, I'm having a quick shower. And she was like, okay, weird. And I had a quick shower. I, like, chucked my, like, undies in the bin so they wouldn't know. And then guess what? The guy literally blocked me, like, the next day. He was like, oh, my God, like, I'm so sorry, but that we should never have done that. I feel so bad. And literally blocked me and ghosted me. And I was like, what? Like, oh, my God. How, like, awkward is that? Like, I was literally like, what the heck? And the most awkward bit about it is the mutual friend that we had was, like, my best friend. And she knew what happened, right? So I was like, what the hell? It's so awkward. Like, what am I supposed to do now? Anyways, so that was my story for today. I hope you guys enjoyed hearing it. I found it a bit funny, a bit awkward, a bit like weird, and just different to what you normally hear probably. But yeah, it's like 100% true, and just, I don't know, it's a crazy experience I've had. But yeah, thank you guys for listening and tuning in. And don't forget, if you guys do want to follow me and subscribe and find out more about me, then make sure you go check me out on Fansly and Slushy. And the username is PhoenixChelsea with two X's. I'm also on Instagram at phoenixchelsea.xo.